Right. Okay, so we're going to do the rewrite tomorrow. We're looking at the angel diagram. So frequency.
Oh, God, have you not got it yet?
Oh, well, they don't know a lot about it, so we like it's it's a conversation stimulant. It's a way to get things going.
Just don't get stuck there. Move
now,
on.
When we heard about frequency, magnitude, and polarity last week, Carolyn?
Magnetism.
We weren't to talk about it. By Friday, people were getting it in their private recessions and everything, Ion. What's with the rate of dispersal here?
We tease it.
In other words, you bring it up, and they haven't had the background the way we have.
If they embrace it, great. If they don't embrace it, that's your tell. It's a feeler. So you don't get to be the heavy or the bad guy. We'll handle it because we know how to let it go. And we let it out little, like letting air out of a balloon.
Yeah.
You do that with a butcher knife. We do that by gently letting out little by little so that there's no huge shift in pressurization.
Right, pressure.
We can handle that. You cannot.
Right. So Carol and I grow into the awareness of it nicely through melty titanium in many hours. Then you just dump
care.
It on people.
You won't care. You'll ease into it, and you'll be able to do the same thing because you'll be able to gauge its outcome.
Right. But if you just slip it to people, they haven't had the preparation, which is a bit of a disadvantage, but you're saying it's a way of seeing who will bite for the next level.
When you slip it to them, they find out they liked it.
Right, but you're slipping it to them as something to bite, and then they have to pursue it. But,
or not.
Right, or not. And if they don't, that's
okay.
A marker for you that they've stopped.
Well, no, that they're at a place that's water deeper than they're comfortable swimming in. But they could still drown in 2 ounces of water, Bob.
Yeah, where they are already, they could drown.
Right. So that's not even their play. It's that, because see, the world's tallest midget, any water is the deep end.
The world's tallest midget, any water is the deep end. Okay. So Ion, that's Carolyn, who's used to be afraid of water, right?
Used to.
It, just being near the little baby water was the deep end for Carolyn two and a half years ago. So Ion, we weren't to discuss, say those terms. Are they out there enough that I can say them on cash flow, or we're still keeping it just for people who have it in private readings?
You just better let the river be. And if it comes along, we'll bring it along. And if it comes up and out and you want to ask a question regarding it, you're qualified for that.
Mm.
But you start begetting it, and it won't be pretty.
Right. Okay, so...
See, let it flow. You're right to ask the question, and you're right to engage it. We're just saying be careful with it while you're getting comfortable. Because as you get more comfortable, then it'll become normal.
Okay, so you're not violating our vow of silence when you do it. You're playing with it.
We know what we're doing.
Right. So you tell me shut up, and you know what you're doing, and I watch you play with it.
If we ease into it, and you have a question, no problem, perfect, no problem, perfect. But you start jumping in, and you're going to do something,
But if I have questions, do I have to watch that the questions don't lead to too much being told?
Don't worry, we'll get that. We'll take care of that.
So I can say the question any way I want to.
If you bring
it up.
And then what happens? It softens the process because then you know that the tide is good to put out the sail.
Yeah. What softens it? If you do it.
If we bring it up, you'll know you can put when to put the sail out or not.
Yeah.
But if you just run the sail up, you'll get in too much wind and you'll tear the mast off the boat.
Okay. So I find that the isness and arness get, you know, McLuhan once said you take the terms cliched archetype, and you would lay a meaning out for each one of them. Then he go or vice versa. You could switch the meanings. They could switch. Are you doing that with the isness and earnest? Because I detect they're used with the opposite definition later, based on
no,
what was said 3 weeks
it's
ago.
Different. It's different places. It's not different. It's different people are from different places. Some people have the R-ness, and they can't get to it because there's no is to gauge it on. Some people go by isness, but the isness of $1 billion is
right.
outside of what they can have.
So oh, okay. So, yeah, lie. The things I talk about in Dobbstown is beyond many
oh.
people's isness, right?
Yeah, it's exactly right. So it can't be. So you just seem like a Fruit Loop, okay?
Okay, so how
but
do we define this isness count? It is the given depending on where a person is.
Mm.
It's the given.
No. So slow up a second now. Because if you're not careful, you'll be too clever by half. An isness is something that's been broached or Googleable, or information is available so they can find out no.
Right. Insula knows is not an isness.
No, it is an isness now. It's a patent.
Oh,
it's,
okay.
It's,
but it's but for those
well
that don't know anything about
developed.
Patents, it's not an isness because they
no,
can't find it in the
it
Wikipedia, right, Ion?
Right. But it, that
for
doesn't
their
matter.
Isness. Yeah.
It doesn't matter. That doesn't matter. Then they have to choose. I'm going to embrace this anyway.
So isness is sort of outer kingdom, what you allow yourself to see. And what you do see is your range of isness.
Right. And you
right.
could say something like, I cannot see a difference in my body,
right.
but I know by my feeling place that I'm better than I was. That's
so
an isness.
That's an isness, because you have a... So it's not just knowable by outer kingdom. It can be your inner kingdom knowing.
Right, and that's the reason your point was right. Because you were saying, Ion, you were running at it both ways. And we go, well, yes, because...
The way people are.
You
right,
have
that's
outer
what,
kingdom in and inner kingdom out.
Right, I'm a very good listener, as you say. I'm the only one who listens totally to what Ion's saying. I listen
better.
Well,
you're the only
better.
One that hears. You can't recall it, but you hear it.
I hear it. And I notice the contradictions, because I hear enough cases where it's said differently.
Right. But they really aren't contradictory. They are just from a different...
Now you've explained it. Yeah, I know it's the contradictions, and then I said, why? Now it's the user is the content. The frequency is more important. The person it's being addressed to is determining how they're said.
Well, actually, the content is the user.
Right, good point. So in this, the user is determining how you use them. Is that a factor of polarity or frequency that determines how Ion defines isness and arness to Sheila?
Magnetism.
Ah, that's magnetism that determines how you're going to do it.
Are they going to repel it? Are they going to make it, conjoin it, and make the poles further apart?
Right, and that's based on what you know their isness range is. The range of isness. So you say, okay, if I go beyond that range... they'll repel it. But if we say it this way, they might let it into themselves.
Right. It depends on how keen their occipital lobe is.
Where's that? What part of the brain is that, Carolyn? Okay, can we map the frequency of magnetism polarity on the different parts of the brain?
You may.
Okay, so the occipital is the magnetism. So what
that's
other lobes
no.
are there?
Ask Carolyn, you're not getting away with that shit.
Well, we were talking about the isn't it, the magnetism is what people's range
we
of isness is.
We know what we were talking about, and you heard what we said, but you're not just going to give it a rubber stamp that's what that is for that.
Oh.
You got to detail and get it to a place where it's like, oh.
Well, we got to find out what the different parts
said.
Of the brain are.
Well,
are there different lobes, Carolyn? How many lobes are there? Three? Three.
I think so.
Two.
All right. Okay, we got three, Ion. So we can match frequency, frequency, magnetism, polarity on each lobe. Do you care to, shall I type it in? Are you going to give it to us, or will we have to come up with it?
You got to get some details, and that's the new developer. But the last
so I would look up
that.
Occipital. The way you do it, you look it up in Wikipedia, see what the meanings are, and then ask, say, what you think it
ask,
is.
Ask, and then you engage it from a knowing place. All right. Now, see, that's how you get there. But then it has meaning, because here's what happens. You ask us, we say it, then that becomes the standard. Well, there's no standard if you're not in a place for it to be an isness for you. But because you're so far well aware of your environment, you are easier for us to do this with, because you're going to do it again and again and again and get every aspect regarding each aspect.
I won't get stuck on it. I won't become a Tina about it.
That's right. But other people, we say something, and then that becomes the end-all, be-all.
Right.
And then your dynamic gets stuck in your ass.
I was thinking on the way to the beach, Carolyn, Ion describes Bob as he gets what Ion's saying. He hears all the words, but he doesn't understand it. I find it useful that I don't understand to overlay the meanings, because the meanings aren't stable.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's actually a compliment that Bob forgets what he heard. He hears it, can talk the words, but there's no content for Bob, or no staying power. That, to me, is an advantage, Ion.
It is.
Yeah, in relation to getting stuck. I don't get stuck. So... is there a similarity between Tina, and we just use these different people as we know them, we know they're kind of different. Is there a similarity between Ginny and Tina? It's like Tina slowly looks for an anchor, and Ginny hyper looks for, ranges over a lot of material faster than Tina to come to the same stuck point of trying to have something.
No comparison, Bob. I mean, it's
okay.
Far. It's just...
Okay, so Sue Bone cried, and I was talking to her during the session. After the session, she said she never expected to come to tears. She's shocked she did. She's confused and all that, but it's still sort of interesting. And I said to her, probably to comfort her, that every session over the past 2 weeks among INS who have many sessions, they've all come to a tearful session. What is this thing going on, Ion, this trend of the last couple of weeks?
Up the ante. Up the ante.
Up the ante.
Anthropomorphic ante.
Right. And when you
no
say anthropomorphic...
No more.
More nice guy.
No, it's not nice guy. It's you've got enough, apply it. And if you can't apply it, get out.
Okay.
Get on with it. And if that tearful, now hers were almost tears of joy. There's no confusion. It's just moving it to the next place. The next place.
She interprets it too quickly as confusion.
Well, but see, that's exactly, that's sort of the point.
It's not. It's a nice feeling. And so
and
that's why we...
And she gets that, and it's like... And we didn't even stop and say... And normally we'd be soft and easy and soothing.
Yeah.
Well, fuck that noise. Enough.
You didn't even bother to comment on her confusion or her emotional reaction to it.
Right. Two tears in a bucket, motherfuck it. Let it go.
Okay,
fry
so...
Fry me a river. We don't care. Because if it makes a difference and gets you into your place of power, then that's what's causing you tears of joy. Fabulous. You should have been crying after day one.
So
it's
you have more
your
more
party, and you ought to be able to cry if you want to.
Right. So more and more people are getting to the crying tears of joy.
They're getting to the place where they can, where it's starting to be meaningful. And it's
right.
Not just some Ion woo-woo telling them crap. Now, all of a sudden, this telling them crap's got started having an applier and stop being the trebler. We're not here to confuse, confound, undo, or mess people up. We're trying to get them in a place where they can get somewhere. And we will never, ever, ever give another working example of how. How is what they figure out. Because if we got to do it, it's our creation. It's not theirs. So that's no different than what
hey,
you
that is
now.
The most common question, though, isn't it? How do I do it?
Well,
and I pointed that out.
The how, it's amazing. You've got all of Christendom working off of one God in a heaven, and we're going to create a planet full of one percenters. And everything you've got now dogmatically is the essence are coming from one God. Well, you get a bunch of gods, and there won't be any wondering of how.
Okay. How is Berlusconi's drama?
Jesus it, God. Here he starts his next words out of his mouth. It's how.
Oh, I didn't mean to say that. Berlusconi, Berlusconi is the Pope talking to him. Is the Pope beyond repair, their Vatican, and don't care what happens to the Italian government. are they intimately involved in figuring out what Berlusconi should say next?
He's
or
they're out.
He's out.
He resigned.
Just today?
Yes.
Oh, okay, I didn't hear that. So he resigned because of he didn't get the vote. That's right, he didn't get the vote.
He's
now,
out.
And now, is there nobody wants his position, though, correct?
Hell no, they don't.
So it's like the giving up of Italy, of the national function.
Certainly, good.
Let's see that. Berlusconi resigned.
They listen to Payday, Bob, and you and James said it's over. So why in the hell would you want to be the captain of a ship that's sinking quick?
Demand for safety eases. So what? Renewed risk-taking and reduced the appeal of saving. So reduced the people went to other places for bonds?
Do.
Why does a stocks rise when Berlusconi resigns, and that's a negative thing, Berlusconi resigning? Or
because it's sure. See, what they don't like, the markets abhor indecisiveness.
Right.
Kill them all will move markets. This, well, let's wait and see. Maybe we'll kill them tomorrow. No, maybe we'll kill them the next day. No, maybe we won't kill them at all. Well, you know, you're done.
I guess so. The market requires this certainty, but it is hiding from. If everybody gave them certainty markers rapidly, they'd run out of them, and then they'd be in trouble, which is already where we're at. They're just grasping at anything.
That's how you got the market to 12,000 anyway. Was from that very answer.
You mean back in the 80s? You're talking about the 80s and 90s?
Yeah, Bob, and then now you got the super committee.
Yeah.
They now working on a deal where they just gonna call it $3 trillion or $4 trillion worth of cuts.
Right. Is that Tea Party control? The real Tea Party?
No, the real Tea Party. You're fixing to see put the hammer down, because what the real Tea Party wants is all of them out.
It doesn't want the super committee.
It doesn't want any government at all, because they're saying, the more government, if you fired all them motherfuckers drawing all them big salaries and making a mess out of everything, you'd solve the budget. You have one government agency, and that is the Office of the Comptroller. If the government spends something, they write a check if they got the money. If they don't got it, they wait to do that thing until they do, period.
They wait, they don't sign a check until something's done.
Till they got the money.
Right. Now, what's that got to do with what we're talking about? They ain't got
no
money.
You don't have to have committee after committee after committee after committee after committee after committee spending money to see what money you can spend. It's ridiculous.
You just have the comptroller make the decisions?
And you got the money, do it. You don't got the money, you got to wait till you do. There you go. And then when he's passing out entitlements, okay, they're finally admitting now that they raped all the money out of Social Security. Nobody's going to jail for that, but that they're admitting it, that
they stole money from Social Security?
Well,
somebody
several
did.
Hundred billions of dollars, yeah. Well,
those
the government
people
did.
Okay, the people who were stealing money, how are they doing today? Are they better off, or are they subject to the fact that money isn't much wealth anymore?
No. They didn't really steal the money. They just created so much debt that there was more money in the soup. See, there's people that supposedly stole more money than he is. Well, that's only because they didn't know it till yet, so that's what this hoopla is all about. Everybody's lost something, per se.
Right.
But all they lost was the value of money. Well, you and James did that, so
okay.
No question.
All right, so we have more and more people watching what Ion is saying on Payday.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well,
because it seems to be the only knowing, voice around.
Well, we get right up there, and we say, hey.
This is this?
FHA. Freddie Mac and Fannie Mae, we'd mix them up and back and forth them every way. They're gone. Well, then the next thing you know, Drudge has got Fannie Mae asked for $16 billion to get them through this quarter's losses. Boom, 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 boom. step by step by step, that's all being wiped out. We'd say put everybody in prison, FEMA camp now. And now all of a sudden you got Murray convicted of killing Michael Jackson, and he's like Lindsay Lohan. She got sentenced to 1 hour in fucking jail.
Well, you're predicting you'll have a short sentence. Short time in jail.
No. See, the point is they're so full there's no room. So if you're not nonviolent, they throw you out before you get in.
If you're not nonviolent, if you
are nonviolent, then
they'll send
no
you
place
out.
For you to be. So Lindsay Lohan goes in jail. 30 minutes later, she's out. Time served. Call it a day. Hallelujah. Move along.
So, now, I think it was the Evergreens told me.
Your penalty no longer has a penalty phase.
Right. The Evergreens told me a long time ago about the influence of the P2 in Italian society. And they said back in the late 80s, early 90s, see who survives the exposure of the P2, then those that survive are the real P2. Well, Berlusconi survived a lot the last decades. Was he the last surviving member of the P2, the original strong P2 secret group?
No.
Is he one of the original?
No. The original, but there's a little more.
Yeah, the P2, whatever they represent, the secret authority. It's almost like the secret Tea Party. The these P2ers, there's still some in influential positions. Yeah.
Yes.
And so it's his term. He's lower down, so he gets chopped off.
He goes.
But he represents the P2, or did he go against the P2 once he had the presidential power?
Where do you see what happens next, and that'll be clear. Because he's resigning, but he's leaving happy.
Right. Okay. So you have which domino that falls is the most important among Spain, Portugal, Italy,
makes no
Greece.
Difference. They'll fall and stand up and fall and stand up and fall and stand up. So often it doesn't matter. Whatever. It's up and down, over and under, blah blah blah.
Well, when do they get to the point and say, "Well, let's forget about it and stop
they
it"?
They kind of already have.
Okay. Because they didn't get, like you said, the G20 meeting last weekend. They didn't get it. The IMF or something, they didn't get to anywhere.
Well, they overhear them calling each other liars.
Oh, that's what happened. They get overheard.
Mm-hmm. Now it starts making bad allies. The allies start fighting each other. But isn't that the whole point of Reagan's Cold War in the first place?
Right. Okay, so you have this going on in government. There are many, many people who don't even care about the government anymore. They consider it gone, and they're making their own moves in the private
and
sector.
What they're doing is they're going to cut it off, and you see, you have all this system, and you have all this, and you have all that. Well, all of a sudden, everybody's going to say, no, we're not doing it anymore. You're not taking money. You're not taking it out. You're not doing this. You're not, no. And they're going to say, well, we're going to put you in jail for tax evasion. You say, okay, fine, but I still ain't giving you my money. We're going to put you in jail. Okay, go ahead. I'll turn myself in. Which jail you want me to go?
That might be happening. I haven't seen people do that yet, but they might because they don't have a job, right? You're talking about the ones that don't have
No, it's when they start pushing on the 1%ers the right way that it's going to go horribly, terribly. It's already happening. You've got people resigning office. They're not even waiting and not going for re-election. They're just retiring now. Like, I'm retiring. I'm out.
Can you give me an example?
Look on your damn drudge. The Democrats are leaving in droves.
Okay. So this also erosion or disappearance of a RIE factor is happening in the private sector too.
Mm-hmm.
What are symptoms then? You talked about government people resigning. What is a symptom in the private sector?
Nobody wants to be a fucking 1%er, and if they are, they don't want you to know it, because then they hate you because you're a 1%er, especially if you're looking at the 99.
So the ones that are afraid of letting people know they're 1%er, they're doing that because they don't want to be scrutinized, because when they'll find out they're not really a very big one percenter. They don't have any.
No. They don't want to be. If Obama is gonna penalize the millionaires, the last thing you want to be is a damn millionaire. Well, all that means is you're trying to make more. You're trying to make more 99%ers.
Right, and that is a sign of resigning. Resigning your 1% billionaire status down to, and
or,
that's a crisis there.
You resign it. You keep the $1 billion. You just resign the position. You go stealth.
Right. So a lot of the, did Warren Buffett go stealth? Or has he been stealth already for a long time?
Well, he's run on the other side. He's trying to pretend like he is a 99%er.
Right. That's what I mean. That's not stealth. That's what you said. You're 1%er. You go stealth by pretending, at least when you say something publicly, you pretend you're a 99%er. But you're actually going stealth and behind that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So he gets up there and says, yeah, 20 for flat 20% tax means I'd pay 6% more than I'm paying now.
And they're talking about tax, but the Tea Party's going to make sure there's no government taxing.
Right. Period.
Yeah. So it doesn't matter one's position on what kind of tax is happening.
Right. Well, it doesn't matter now because half of the people aren't paying a penny and they're still doing fine. So, well, hell. So you got the 1%ers that are paying more than 38% of all the monies in total in taxes. So they're like, fuck you.
The 1%ers might stop paying too?
I won't make any money. I'll be a 99%er.
Right.
And you can feed me and tend to me and take care of me, and then I can bitch about you.
Okay, Obama, he was the last straw in government spending. He came on and upped the ante in government spending,
Well, they all blame Bush, but the Wall Street's made more money since Obama got in there than they've ever made under the Bush administration.
Why? I mean, how did they make money?
Because of all this up and down, up and down, up and down, up and down, up and down. It's good money, Bob. Good money.
No, I don't understand. Okay, Obama has made government strong for a few weeks, and then everybody said, well, this is too much spending, so they're dismantling government. So he's the last pork-belling governor guy, or the last archetype of government, and then that's gone. So they talk about the sun supernova. He's the supernova of the government meme, by doing excessive spending the last few years, which then pushed it over the top for the Tea Party agenda. Correct? He's a supernova. Now there's a lot. Wall Street can make money on a supernova presidential figure?
They have, absolutely. They get it. They get the money. They go bankrupt. They walk around with the money. They got it. They're in. They're out. They're over. They're under. And they walk away with a couple of $1 billion.
Yeah. And now how does
it didn't work out.
Right. How is that an effect of Obama? How did Obama make that?
He made Wall Street with the TARP.
Bailout,
TARP. He gave them money so they could give themselves raises so they didn't have to
earn. Oh, so I see what you mean. The government took over and became Wall Street and became the new Goldman Sachs, spreading largesse around, disguised as helping the people. But government kept the money going, circulating, so that Wall Street could do something. Okay, yeah, so he helped.
Well, so GM, General Motors, became Government Motors.
Okay? Right.
And here we go. They got stock, and of course it wasn't worth anything. Well, now all of a sudden, since Toyota can't make cars anymore, and so now GM's making big money, got big money, everything's big money. They give their loan money back, but the government still has those shares. But they can't sell those shares because it would tank the GM stock again.
So your point is what? That the private sector...
The government's playing backward, but the government can't be making money on private company stock. Remember the monopoly...
Yeah, so are they? Are they making money in private money stock?
They will, yes.
So the corporate sector of General Motors did well or not? Or half of them did well, and the government guys did better? I don't know the
They did
boundaries.
Great. They got a ton of money. They got their set. They got their base. They won.
And
they're
the government,
bad.
But this whole thing, the government can't sell its shares in that. Does that screw the government, Motors a bit in some way?
No. No, it doesn't, because now you got a stockholder that can't sell. You got their money. They can't sell. It's perfect.
Oh, you can't sell. So the with these people who made billions, what are they doing? Are they just going to carry on being rich and investing in other things? And, or are they affected by this?
Nope, but they're not affected. They're not affected at all. That's why the 99 are so prolific, because the 1%ers could give a shit. They're busy running their businesses, having fun. Well, look at you, Bob. You and JW, y'all are just busy doing what you do.
Yeah.
You haven't noticed anything. You're
right.
Getting your product, you're tending your business, you're doing your sessions, you're helping folks, you're enjoying what you're doing. You're not doing it about any money or not doing it about any money.
Yeah.
You're just engaging it, and it's great fun. You wouldn't do anything else, even if you were doing it for free. And some say,
right,
if you're an economist and you look at what you're doing, they'd say you're already doing it for free.
Right.
So you ought to get it. You ought to get a nonprofit status for as far as that flies. But even that's not the point. That's the issue. The issue then is the process by which you gauge where you are.
Okay, good.
The decider is, are you a 1%er or are you a 99er?
Right.
You decide that. We just respond. If you decide you're a 99er, don't worry about us offending you, because we won't be speaking to you.
A trebler is one who's trying to figure out whether they're 1% or 99% or an applier.
A trebler is one that's confounded by their new place of knowing that they knew.
Right, so they've been affected by the ionic, the tachyonic,
oh,
the neutrino.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely.
A trebler is someone who's become a neutrino, and then they're troubled by it.
And they have to find their toolbox to get an applier.
Yeah, you know what? If you're become a neutrino, you fall back to being an ion, dependent on ion, when you get too trebled. Because you're still kind of there, but you drop back. The ion is a lower level than the neutrino. Not you as ion, but the subatomic particle. Its role being a facilitator among the really lowly electrons, protons, and neutrons. Okay, when you said 2 years ago, first there was Templardom, then there was Christendom, now there's Iondom. Could you give me an update of what were the ramifications of that sentence? Because I originally said, well, I don't want to be a religion, and you said, no, this is far from being a religion. Could you explain a little bit more? I've told people about that statement. I would like an update on some ramifications of Iondom as opposed to Christendom.
No, not yet. You'll see.
Not yet.
That's an is as an are-ness.
Oh, yeah, we were doing is as an are. So is what you accept, what
no,
you heard,
our,
what you...
Our-ness is what we told you, and that for you is an are-ness. You get it, you quoted it, you like it, you accept the statement.
Oh, I heard it, and I transformed
it.
The is-ness into an are-ness.
No, you've never had it as an is-ness, or you wouldn't be fucking asking us now an update on how the isness is going regarding that statement.
Right, I had it as an arness.
And it still is an arness, and it'll find you, and it'll become, you'll find the meme will make it an isness, and then somebody will call you and say the statement to you.
Right, right, right.
Dumb fuck,
okay,
I've
so
been saying that for 20 years. It's in my chart. Well, I just discovered it, and I wanted to give you the new update. This is what they said. This is... And you go, ah, you mean it is? Yes. Well, it was an arness for me long before it was an isness for you. But now that you're bringing it to me as an isness, my is and arnesses are simultaneous. So the fecundity has kicked in, polarity has embraced it, and magnetism has pushed it far, far away.
Very good. So magnetism, we relate it first to isness. What is polarity? Polarity is not the arness. Frequency would be your R-ness factor.
That's the plus or minus polarity.
The frequency is plus or minus
polarity, Bob.
Yes, plus or minus. Like, okay, no, you said that's the plus or minus polarity. So, but polarity.
Polarity. So that's why.
Anyways, what is polarity in this isness R-ness relationship?
opposing poles?
The difference between the isness and ourness. And yeah. Is frequency ourness, generally ourness? Is that user's content, is frequency? No, user's content involves the polarity of isness and ourness. Okay,
good.
So, yeah. Let's leave it at that. I think
I'll
let me
more
see.
To get there from there. Okay,
well,
all in all good, all done?
Just before you go, I predict there'll be a very, I have some, it's going to be a more didactic show tomorrow. I have a lot of samples, instructive samples to play, so it might have a different dynamic. How do you see the show?
Might be a reductive show.
Might be a oh, that's right. The first 3 minutes, we won't go on the air. They're going to have the emergency test right at the beginning of our show. Ian, are you going to bypass it? Are we going to demonstrate something? Or we'll just go along with it so we don't attract attention?
They had the emergency test the other day. I heard it.
No, no. It's on November 9th at 2 in the afternoon. Oh, what time? Which standard time is that? Oh, that's before our show? Ian. Okay, standard. I know. After, what do you mean? It's November 9th, Carolyn, okay? And it ain't November 9th yet.
They have it in the first week of the month. The 9th is the second week. The emergency
there's a big,
test noise already occurred.
You mean about here?
Mm-hmm.
No, no, no. There's a big national shutting everything down, Carolyn, tomorrow.
What?
Yes, you didn't even know about it. It was discussed last week on the show.
That's ridiculous.
No, I think I it's probably
we're
in the...
We're just practicing, Carolyn.
There it is. Look at this, Carolyn.
Mm.
Don't panic. FEMA urges Americans not to worry as National Alert System is tested. First ever nationwide test, the emergency alert system occurred on November 9th at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Oh, that's not us. That's before a cash fall.
2 o'clock Eastern Standard Time is exactly when
that's 9 o'clock. Oh, that is our time.
Yeah.
That is the beginning. So what will we do for the first 3 minutes? Is everything shut down, Aya? The whole national network?
Internet? Ask Bill.
Well,
and then testing.
Now they're telling, and here we go, Bob. That announcement for you is an isness, but it's
right.
Not an arness because you're asking us how it's going to play out.
Right, right. But the polarity is my...
The opposite. The opposite.
I'm trying to figure out my polarity.
Well, look at read it again. See what they say the is. You can't set your polarity until you know what the is includes.
Yeah.
See?
And it will disrupt.
That's the problem. There you go. This is perfect. That's why the poles, how far away the opposing poles are, it's what sets the frequency that makes that have a shifting change.
Oh, polarity sets the frequency, Ion? That's the distance between you and you sets the frequency?
It can
okay.
Control it, yes.
Okay, what is the poles in this situation?
Okay, is it an issue or is it not an issue?
Those are the polarities. So I'm reading it to find out if it's an issue for us.
You're going to read it and see, then you decide if it's serious or not serious, or it says don't panic, but you get still yet to decide if you're going to panic or not.
When we call Bill at 9 o'clock, will he say, okay, guys, you're going to have a little longer wait till the 3-minute test is over?
Mm-hmm.
Or is he going to say something else? I'm trying to figure out whether it affects everybody.
You're
Do you
new,
think it affects...
You're new. No, we'll quit figuring. Read the news. What does it say?
Oh, yes. We're not. It's during the whatever. His news, whatever, his commercials at the top of the hour will be affected. Because we come in at 9:04, 9:05 after the 3 minutes. Correct, Ian?
We're not answering the question until you read the story.
National Alert will look and sound very similar to the local test. They'll hear a message indicating the disruption will occur across all states and the territories. Send alert to all stakeholders, panic about lost communication services. The various disasters the country has faced years ago, the need for effective well test emergency tests is to allow FEMA. Will not impact landline or mobile phones, power grids, or internet connectivity.
internet, so we're it's not us.
Okay. That's in the last sentence. So who does it affect? The old television radio world.
There's the is's and the r's. There you go.
So the polarity is we found out that we're not affected, so then that makes our frequency okay with it.
Yeah.
Well, you were okay with it. It made no difference to you either way.
Right. Okay, very good. We did that. Is there anything? Okay, is there anything? So the bloodlines, there is a bloodline in the Kalathanites. Is there bloodlines in China among the royalty?
Ion wanted to stop, Bob.
Right, no, this is the final point. We didn't finish bloodline. Are there bloodlines in the monarchies all over the world, Ion?
Yes.
Yes, but they don't... Anybody who makes a big deal out of bloodlines doesn't know that the actual people who have bloodlines don't make much significance out of it.
They're not some borrowed, sought-after, or married-to title.
Right. It did... Did the Queen get her gold back? Queen Elizabeth, did she get her gold back that was stolen?
News 11.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much, Ion.
Therefore, we are incomplete.
Incomplete.